They started on us about 3 years ago. Dominion was replacing a pipe. So Nexus sent a letter out saying that they have survey crews in the area and they want a survey.
Do you mind if I record this or is that? Okay.
So they started in letter making people believe that they were part of Nexus or they're part of Dominion. Mm-hmm. And since Dominion was surveying.
How did they do that? How did they make you letter, think that?
And started out with just a letter saying that we've got a survey crew in the area. And Dominion did the same thing. And everybody thought it was just a continuation of that because they were going and all the way out that way.
Right.
And that's how they started with it. And then they started coming back then. every couple months they would stop and want people to sign up with them. Even though we told them early on, stay away from us. They actually came around with a policeman with a gun and
sheriff, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we presumed it was the Summit County Sheriff's.
Okay.
But it was just the intimidation factor of them coming around with an armed guard.
How does that work? Knock on your door, they're with a sheriff or?
They kind of just pulled up. One of the people from Nexus came, and if you weren't out, they would knock on the door and say they wanted to talk. And usually you didn't see the armed guard right away.
Right.
Sometimes the armed guard or whoever it was wouldn't even get out of the car. They didn't always come in the police car.
Right.
They came with the Nexus people.
Right.
And a lot of times, and when they came, they usually always came with three people. One always stayed inside the car and two would get out to talk to you.
Yeah.
And no matter how many times you told them that you weren't interested, they would continue to come back and send letters.
That's the common thread I've heard. I heard this up in Oberlin in Lorain County too. I heard the same thing.
Yeah. They started out picking on the older people.
That's
retired
that's
people.
That's what I just heard, yeah.
Intimidating them and actually scaring them.
Yeah.
And then they sent out forms.
So you know older people around here that they picked on? They picked on?
Directly, no. I just know that there was a few up on Jaeger Road that they had talked to. The guy that owns this house up here lives up at the corner of Weaver and Jaeger, and they came to his mother's place, which is kind of across the street from him.
Sure.
And a lot of people either didn't want to put up with it anymore. They just said, well, I don't care. Just you're going to do what you want to do. And that's pretty much it. So they started with the older people and kind of bullied them and intimidated them. Mm-hmm. And then they came out with one of their preliminary lawsuits that they actually threatened people with bankruptcy if they didn't settle. And they pretty much, how they worded it was people can't afford afford to fight us. And essentially what they were saying is we're going to see to it that you can't afford to fight us.
Just bleed them out.
Yep. Basically force them into bankruptcy. They were trying to survey and they were trying to sneak onto people's property. We had posted signs all across there and wouldn't let them come on the property, but they would set up. Like the girl up there gave them permission, so they would sit up on the hill with their GPSs, and they could go clear to South Main Street a half a mile,
right,
and pretty much do the whole thing from one position
without having to go
right
on someone's
yep
property.
Yep.
So they would pluck off site high points,
yeah,
points,
and work from there because they can go a mile if they've got a clear site for it.
Oh,
and so that's kind of how they did it. Then the
that's